A very good morning, listeners. It's Tuesday, 27th July, and welcome to today's Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I am Saloni, and here are the top cues that may move the market today. A look at the headlines first. Wall Street indices notch closing record highs, Fed meet eyed. Tata Motors posts higher than expected loss in Q1 at ₹4,451 crore. L&T's consolidated Q1 PAT jumps fourfold to ₹1,174 crore on higher revenue. Government to sell 8% stake in Hudco via offer for sale. Glenmark Life Sciences ₹1,514 crore IPO to open for subscription today. And Dr. Reddy's Labs, Interglobe Aviation and IndusInd Bank to post Q1 numbers. Now the news in detail. The benchmark indices, amid lack of any domestic trigger apart from stock-specific-led earnings action, are dancing to the tunes of global cues. After snapping the two-day winning streak on Monday, the mojo is likely to return to the markets, early indications suggest, amid gains in US and Asian peers. At 7:25 a.m., SGX Nifty was up 51 points at 15,872. In the overnight session, all three major US stock indices eked out record closing highs for a second straight session as investors were optimistic heading into a slew of earnings from heavyweight technology and internet names this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 closed 0.24% higher each, and the Nasdaq added 0.03%. In Asia, most markets gained, and even Chinese and Hong Kong indices stabilized. Japan's Topix index added 0.6%, Australia's S&P ASX 200 index rose 0.4%, South Korea's KOSPI increased 0.8%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng and China's Shanghai Composite index added 0.2% each. Apart from global cues, investors will react to the Q1 earnings from index majors Tata Motors, L&T, Axis Bank and Vedanta that can result in stock-specific moves. Further, traders could choose to adopt a more cautious approach ahead of the US Fed's policy meeting later today. All eyes will be on whether the central bank expresses any new concerns about high inflation. The primary markets would also remain abuzz as ₹1,514 crore issue by Glenmark Life Sciences will open for subscription today. Analysts have largely assigned a subscribe rating to the IPO on account of the company's leadership in select high-value APIs, plant capacity addition, product portfolio diversification, and reasonable valuations. Well, now a look at the stock-specific triggers that are likely to guide the market today. Over 60 companies, including Indigo, IndusInd Bank, DRL, are slated to post their quarterly numbers today. Analysts expect Indigo's net loss to come in anywhere between ₹2,500 to ₹2,700 crore as air traffic remained muted amid the second wave of COVID-19, oil prices rose, and the rupee depreciated sequentially during the June quarter of 2021. Meanwhile, IndusInd Bank's net profit is estimated between ₹900 to ₹1,200 crore. However, the bank's credit cost may remain elevated due to higher fresh NPA, restructuring and additional provisioning. Tata Motors' consolidated net loss narrowed both on a sequential and year-on-year basis to ₹4,451 crore, but it was more than Street's expectation. The auto major had reported a loss of ₹8,438 crore in the year-ago period and ₹7,605 crore in the previous quarter. The Jaguar Land Rover parent company reiterated that global chip shortages, uncertainty due to the spread of coronavirus variants, and commodity inflation would impact business in the short term. Larsen & Toubro reported a consolidated net profit at ₹1,174 crore in the June quarter, up nearly four times from the same period last year on the back of increased revenues. It had reported a bottom line of ₹303 crore in the corresponding period last year. The company's top line in the period under review stood at ₹29,335 crore, up 38% from the same period last year. Axis Bank, meanwhile, posted a standalone profit of ₹2,160.15 crore for the quarter ended June 2021, thereby rising 94.2% year-on-year due to a low base. Net interest income grew by 11.1% year-on-year to ₹7,760 crore in Q1 FY22. Lastly, the government will sell an 8% stake in Housing and Urban Development Corporation or HUDCO through an offer for sale and is expected to mop up about ₹721 crore from the transaction. The office would open for non-retail investors on Tuesday and for the retail investors on Wednesday. That is all we have for you here today, but for more news on markets, business, politics and sports, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.